Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Lawrence Justinian. And I read this little excerpt that I found in Butler's Lives of the Saints. Lawrence, born in 1381 in northern Italy, desired right from childhood to be a saint. And when he was 19 years of age, there was granted to him a mystical vision. All earthly things paled in his eyes before the ineffable beauty of this sight, and as it faded away, a void was left in his heart which none but God could fill. Refusing the offer of a brilliant marriage, he fled secretly from his home at Venice and joined the canons regular of St. George. One by one he crushed underfoot every natural instinct which could bar his union with the one desire of his heart, God. When Lawrence first entered religion, a nobleman went to dissuade him from the folly of thus sacrificing every earthly prospect. The young monk listened patiently in turn to his friend's affectionate appeal. Calmly and kindly he then replied. He pointed out the shortness of life, the uncertainty of earthly happiness, and the incomparable superiority of the prize he sought to any his friend had named. The nobleman could make no answer. He felt in truth that Lawrence was wise, himself the fool. He too left the world, became a fellow novice with the saint, and his holy death bore every mark that he too had secured the treasures which never fail. St. Lawrence, after a long life of service to the Church, died in 1435 at the age of 74. And so this makes for a very good reflection, especially for our incoming novices. The wisdom of St. Lawrence, the wisdom he had to abandon the world and to enter religious life and live only for God. And we want to make particular note of the three reasons that St. Lawrence gave to his friend the nobleman that were to be the reasons for entering religious life. The shortness of this life, the uncertainty of earthly happiness, and the incomparable superiority of heavenly glory. First, the shortness of this life. What does the scripture say to us about the shortness of this life? It says that we live in this world 70 years, 80 for those who are strong. It's not a long time, and it could be a lot less, actually, if something unexpected happens to us. And generally speaking, as one gets older, the years begin to pass ever more quickly. And so this life goes by quickly. Before we know it, each and every one of us will be on our deathbed. Secondly, St. Lawrence says, the uncertainty of earthly happiness. And in fact, that same passage from Scripture, how does it continue? It says, we live in this world 70 years, 80 for those who are strong, and most of these are emptiness and pain. Most of these years are emptiness and pain. The uncertainty of earthly happiness, that is, wealth, can quickly turn to poverty. Health can quickly turn to sickness. And beauty and pleasures all become ordinary and plain. I was just making note the other day, you know, we get donations of food in here, and I saw on the breakfast table the other day what's something that's called the everything bagel. like we're not satisfied with just a plain old bagel anymore. We have to have the everything bagel. But guess what? Even that becomes plain and ordinary eventually. So the third reason, St. Lawrence says, the incomparable superiority of heavenly glory. The glory of heaven that never, never ends. And which makes all earthly glory seem like the dust and the ashes that it truly is. And so today we invoke the intercession of St. Lawrence Justinian, especially for our incoming novices. St. Lawrence Justinian, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.